Hello and welcome to The Nest. This is the mini version of Best to the Nest, hosted by me, Elizabeth Reese, and Marjorie Punnett.
Oops, that's me yelping, Marjorie Punnett. Did you hear me go, oop, oop.
I like it. Okay, so this is the part of the show we're going to give you a little tidbit of things that we're really loving, things that are making our nest great, happy, beautiful, healthy, whatever we're doing to make our home just the place that reflects us and sets us up for success as we leave for each and every day. Does that make
there
sense,
you go.
Marjorie?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
What are you loving?
I want you to go first. Do you mind?
Oh, no.
You
I'm
first.
Happy to go first.
You first.
Okay, here's the thing. I have two littles. So I've got a 4-year-old, an 18-month-old, and then I'm married to my husband, Jay, and we both have pretty demanding full-time jobs.
Yeah,
so
you do.
It's kind of, it's an intense, you know, negotiation every single day. I'm really big on family dinner. Like, I just want to have family dinner as many nights as possible. Last night, I will confess that we had straight up Annie's mac and cheese for dinner.
There
Audrey.
You go.
So
doesn't matter.
Get real. What's really saving me, though, are this idea of sheet pan dinners. Have you heard of this?
I have not, because as you know, I don't cook much.
You don't. You once almost set your apartment on fire making apple cider, and then you got so upset that you wouldn't even let me talk about it on the radio. Because now, but now it's a podcast and you
set off the whole building's fire alarm.
That was an emotional day. You were ready you were going to get evicted, but you didn't. So sheet pan dinners are really great because it's this concept of putting multiple things on one sheet pan. So like a jelly roll pan, putting it in the oven, roasting it up, and then just being done with it. So
like what kind of stuff?
So I love sausages. So I'll get like like the other day we had jalapeno and cheese sausages, and then we had non-spicy ones for the littles. So sometimes like buy a few different varieties, and I really like to buy them from the butcher counter. So whatever grocery store you're going to, hopefully if you have a co-op near you, it's really helpful because you can find, you know, handmade sausages, which are just so good when they make them in-house, and then throw those on the sheet pan. I like to do like potatoes, sweet potatoes, squash,
that
any kind of
delicious,
like
actually.
Hard vegetable like that. You can then just toss in olive oil, salt, and pepper, put it on the same sheet pan, pop it in the oven, and then just roast it. And then what I'll often do is add like broccoli or cauliflower.
Oh, that's
or
great.
Or peppers, cut up peppers. And I tend to add those things maybe like 10 minutes into cooking.
I am loving cauliflower these days.
Yeah, me too. So
well done.
400 degrees, put the sausage and the potatoes in or the whatever hard vegetable, and then add your like softer vegetables just to the same sheet pan. Just throw them on top. Like,
does this need like a written down recipe?
No,
or can
I don't
people
think so.
Just hear this and just go chop up a bunch of stuff?
Sheet pan dinner. If you also Google sheet pan dinner, you'll find some recipes that will help inspire you. But I'm telling you, it's so great because then there's no stove time, there's no cooking. And I like to do it on parchment paper. I like to use parchment paper on top of my sheet pan so that then I can serve it up and then
wrap up
the parchment paper, toss it, and then you're done.
Can I make a suggestion?
Always.
That might make your life even a little bit easier.
What?
So you pull out that sheet pan and it's got this, I can only imagine how good it smells. So you pull that out. I say you give everybody a fork and you just eat it off the pan.
Heck yeah.
Then you don't even have any dishes after that.
I like the
throw
way
out the
thinking.
Parchment paper. You got nothing.
And
you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
You're
I love that. Okay, so here's what I'm loving. I don't have littles. I need the other word of what I have. I have a 27 and a 25-year-old.
You have bigs.
I have bigs.
Yeah.
So the bigs actually live with me because they're both, one just graduated from graduate school and the other one's in graduate school. So they sort of live with me right now. One's about to move out. So we have a different, very different dynamic going on in our house. And then I'm in a commuter marriage. So my husband actually lives in Kansas and I live in Phoenix. So there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of balls in the air.
What's going on in my house? What am I doing that I'm loving right now? It's called Bullet Rye Frontier Whiskey.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God, am I loving that whiskey right now?
Whiskey is so good. I just had some whiskey the other night and I tossed some bitters in there and I was like, this is a game changer. It's like having a cocktail, but you don't really have to make the cocktail.
Oh, I love ease, a little bit of ice, one shot.
Yes.
That's it, straight up. Straight up.
I love
you. That's what's in my nest right now.
That's so good. Okay, what's the kind of whiskey again that you're particularly loving?
Bullet Rye.
Bullet Rye.
Oh yeah, have you not tried this?
I haven't tried it. Mm-mm.
Ooh, spicy.
Nice.
Nice burn as it goes down. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And especially for, like, I live in Phoenix, so it's not, you know, it gets down to about 40, 50 at night.
Yeah.
But still, you know, a nice chill in the air.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Minnesota, someplace cold, Bullet Rye. It's your secret to getting through the winter.
Cheat pan dinners and bullet rye. That's what is making the nest great this week. I like it. Marjorie, love you. See you soon.
Love you too. Bye.